This is the Selling More Homes podcast, program number 167. Our guest this week is Shirlene Von Hoffman, telling salespeople to stop giving away the store. And you're listening to the Selling More Homes Media Network. Welcome to the Selling More Homes podcast, where every week we bring you interviews, ideas, and information to help you sell more, earn more, and achieve more in this challenging housing market. This program is a production of Selling More Homes Media and the Selling More Homes Academy, now serving skills-building information and personal coaching to housing professionals around the globe. Now, grab a pen and paper so you can take good notes. This week's program begins now. Welcome back to the Selling More Homes podcast. I'm Scott Stroud, just back from the International Builder Show in Orlando. For those of you who were there and that came up and introduced yourself to me, thank you. I have very much enjoyed meeting so many of you, as well as spending some time with some of our academy members, faculty members, and so many of our previous guests. On Monday and Tuesday, before the show officially began, I was able to attend many of the Institute of Residential Marketing and National Sales and Marketing Council meetings. Honestly, to me, that's the highlight of the show, getting to connect with and soak up all the experience that's there from so many of the Institute members. In fact, I came out of the show recommitted to earning my MIRM designation. That's the equivalent of a master's degree in new home sales and marketing. It's the Masters of the Institute of Residential Marketing. And I want to earn that just as soon as possible, and I invite you to join me. In fact, here's what I'd like for you to do. If your Builders Association has a Sales and Marketing Council, then join it and ask others to do the same. If it doesn't have a Sales and Marketing Council, then I'm going to ask you to be the catalyst to form one. Let's create a sales and marketing council for your Builders Association and get as many others as you can to join. Then get together a group and go through the 4 Institute of Residential Marketing courses and earn your MIRM degree. In the entire United States, there are currently fewer than 300 Masters of the Institute of Residential Marketing, or MIRMs. So this can be quite an accomplishment for you and very satisfying to achieve. On Tuesday, at the Institute of Residential Marketing Trustees meeting, my business partner and close friend, Jerry Rouleau, was presented with a very special honor when he was awarded the Friends of the Institute Award for his longtime support of the Council's efforts to promote sales and marketing training throughout the industry. This honor has only been given a handful of times in the history of the Institute, so this was quite an honor for Jerry. Due to illness, Jerry hasn't been able to travel, but his son, Scott Rouleau, was there to accept the award in his behalf and read a statement that Jerry wrote to those in attendance. I join Scott in congratulating Jerry on this outstanding honor and invite you to do the same by taking just a moment to leave a comment for Jerry on the blog that accompanies this podcast. We look forward to reading your comments. This week's guest has an important message for salespeople. Stop giving away the store. Shirlene Von Hoffman is a sales coach from California who bases her individualized training on what she observes from mystery shopping. Jerry and I were able to speak with Shirlene recently. Here's the recording of our conversation.
We're on the air today with Shirlene Von Hoffman. Shirlene, welcome to our program again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Shirlene, you're out of California, out of the Sacramento area, and you do a lot of consulting with builders all over, and you do a lot of mystery shopping, too, and our topic is going to lead from some of the things you're finding in some of the mystery shopping.
Yeah, I think it's always interesting to hear what we're seeing out in the field. And I mean, we're seeing that we're doing lots of shops right now for builders. So we're seeing this is fresh information that's going on in the field right now.
And our topic today is giving away the store or something of that nature.
Yeah, giving away the store is my latest, greatest mission, is helping salespeople be better at what they do, Jerry. When you're a salesperson, it really is an art to be very good at what you do. And there's many, many steps to sales that take perfection. And negotiations is probably one of the biggest traits that a salesperson needs to learn. And what I'm seeing right now in almost every shop we're doing, we're seeing the sales folks giving away all their negotiation tools before they even know what the client wants. And I got to tell you, I know I've been on before and told you that the shops aren't going so well. I got to tell you, I think shops are going better.
Okay.
I think more agents are walking folks through the model, and I think they're doing a better job at building rapport and really spending time with folks. So I've seen a change in the shops. But this particular topic needs to take place to help these sales folks negotiate once they get a buyer who's interested in one of their properties. So what we're seeing is they're giving away their price right when people walk in the door. A client walks in the door, and the price sheet is handed over to the prospect, and a statement might come like, this home is listed for $350, but we're running a special, and I can get it for you for $300. So what happens when a salesperson does that is that they really give the value of that home away, all before they even know that client's interested in that home.
Don't you find also that if they are interested in the home and they've given all of their options, you might say, or bonuses away, when it comes time to sit down to buy the home, they're going to want more?
Correct. When you drop that price from $350 to $300, that is where your negotiation point is going to start.
Right.
When the client's ready to negotiate, that client's going to, you know, throw that $50,000 right out the door, and that client's going to want to start right at $300.
Right.
What the agent should be doing is holding this info to their chest so that they can use it. You know, hold those cards close to your chest so that you can use them when it comes time to negotiate. Because you don't even know if that client's interested in that house.
Right.
But what they're doing when they do that is they're throwing it out as bait. It's sales bait. You know, will the buyer bite if I throw out this price? And the sad fact is, if they do bite, they're going to bite at the $300, not the $350.
Right. Well, why would they go up higher?
Correct. And you don't want to be throwing out your tools as bait. You want to keep them, discover what the buyer needs, and give them what they need. And I see it on all different levels. So if the builder's paying $10,000 towards closing costs, the agents a lot of the time are just throwing out nonchalantly, and my builder pays $10,000 in closing costs. Don't do that. Hold that info to your chest, because that client might not need help with closing costs. That client's hot button might be tile floors or a rear backyard or something to that effect. And you want to know that you have that to work with, but if they really, really, really want tile floors, you know you have that cushion to give them the tile floors through the $10,000. You have to fight pretty hard to get a builder to give up these tools. So you don't want to just give them all away all at once, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing it in every shop in California we're doing.
Well, it also makes it difficult to wrap up the sale, as you mentioned, because you have all these things on the table initially, and now you've got nothing else to fall back on.
Correct. And when you give it away, what you're doing is you give away your value.
Yeah.
The builder's going to realize that salesperson is the type of salesperson that just gives stuff away. So you give your personal value away. You give it the value away of the thing you're giving away, whether that be the house or the options that you're giving away. You give away the value when you just throw it out there. And you give your power away as a negotiator. A lot of sales folks do not put their specials on the price sheet. They hold it back. Know what you have to work with, and hold it back and get to know the client, get to know what they're looking for. And when they ask about what they want, then you can deliver the answer. and deliver some of the answer. Don't deliver all of the answer. You know, don't just say we have $10,000 in closing costs that we do. If they ask about closing costs, say, yes, we do help you with your closing costs. Maybe we could sit down and figure out how much those closing costs are going to be. Because closing costs could be $5,000.
Right.
Depends on the rate that the buyer picks. And maybe you have another $5,000 because when you discover that that client really wants tile in their bathrooms instead of linoleum, maybe you can give that to them with the other $5,000. So holding stuff to your chest and not just giving it all up when they walk in the door is the biggest tip that I could give anyone doing this. The second thing we're seeing is the options that they're giving away, they'll say, my builder's including granite, a rear backyard, tile floors, and they're not putting any value on those things for the client. Now, the client is a professional. The real estate agent is, and they know what the value is. You should be placing a retail value on the granite, a retail value on the rear yard landscaping, a retail value on the tile. So if the granite costs $10,000 to put it in a house, that's what you need to tell them. We're including granite because this is a 30-day close. That's a $10,000 savings to you. You know, we're including a rear yard for you because it's a quick close. If we built this house from scratch, you would pay $12,000 for a rear yard. And when you do it like that, there's a lot of clients who are adding those numbers up in their head. They want a good deal. And there's really not a lot of ways to create urgency right now, but that's one way, is to start putting price tags on the things that you're giving away so the client can start adding them up in their head. I know I'm that way. I love a good deal. I like to hear how much I'm saving when I'm out buying. I'm sure there's, you know, 98% of the people walking around who are the same way.
But the difference is, like you're mentioning, Charlene, is that you're putting a value on it, so you know that buying this home at this specific price is a good deal because of these added value options, and you know what the price is.
Correct. I mean, in our older market, the salespeople would have killed to get some of the incentives that they're getting right now to work with. And they're huge tools to sell homes. And so you don't just want to give those tools away when somebody first walks in the door and you haven't even shown them a home. I had an agent who was walking a client through on a shop. And he's walking her through the home, and he says, this home's $359, but I can get you a deal for $340. Now, she hadn't even said she liked the home. They hadn't even decided on the home that was going to be hers. And the second thing is she never asked about price. What she told him is, I qualify for $340. I've been to a lender, and I qualify for $340. But she never asked about price. Don't be so fast to throw out all that info before the client has shown interest in what you're looking for. Had another agent just recently in a shop that part of her routine when she greets people, and I shopped her 4 times in a row, and she did it every time. Part of her routine is to hand the sheet and say, we're running great deals right now, and I can get you $25,000 off of any of my homes. And then she moves them to the models alone.
She lets them go to the models by themselves. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. She announces what the builder gave her to work with right out the gate, right when she meets them. And that's the baiting that I'm talking about.
Right.
And you do not want to do that.
What you're saying is that people are leading with price. And the only ones that can do that is the cheapest builder in town. That's the only one it works for. The other thing is that if you make it exclusively about price, so will your customer. That's, you're giving them the criterion on which they're going to judge you. If you're doing that before we know what is primary or the priority for the customer, then we're really shooting ourselves in the foot. We're making about price when they're looking for quality, etc., or they could be.
Correct. If you don't know what their hot buttons are first, you know, you won't know what to sell them, because because you need to sell people what they want.
I know that you do this with the builders that you work with your clients and as part of your training. But instead, again, you've just described what you're seeing when you're doing your shops. Instead, what would you like to see? What's a better way to approach the market right now?
I don't believe there's any problem with handing a price sheet out if that's what you want to do. I would not put my specials on it. I would let my salespeople know what they have to work with, and I would make it mandatory that they hold those cards to their chest until they know what the client wants. Because you know as well as I do, if you can give the client what they want, most likely you're going to close them. So if you wait and hold on to those tools that the builder's given you to work with, and the client says, I want this and I want that, and you can say, yes, I can give you that. Yes, I can give you that. But if you already told them up front, we're doing $10,000 in closing costs and we're cutting $20,000 off the price, and then you got to go back to the builder and say, now they want tile, now they want a rear yard, now they want this and that, and the builder now is in the hole. Mm-hmm. Because they're always going to start from the price that you gave them when you first started speaking with them.
And once you've given it up, it's hard to get it back, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. It's just part of negotiations. It's just part of the human condition. Is once you give it to me, I'm going to throw out and start right where you gave me that bottom line, and then I'm going to start negotiating.
Yeah.
Charlene, what I also hear is really the root of the problem is the salesperson getting to know the customer first, finding out what their wants, their needs, their desires are, their time frame. So a lot of it is about the customer, learning about the customer, then going into these things that you're mentioning.
Yeah, it's like a tool chest, and it's like gold that you have these things to work with. So, you know, you don't want to just give them away quite so easily.
Right.
I had a builder who had some scanning inventory they were trying to move, and they loaded the houses up. I mean, they had granite and backyards done, and they had stainless steel appliances. I mean, they were loaded like a model, but they weren't decorated. They were having trouble selling these homes, so I had the agents walk me through the homes. And the agents, you know, opened the door and said things like, as you can see, these are beautiful homes. We have completed them all for you. They're ready to go. A lot of statements like that. But they never told me, as a client, what was included. It was like an assumption. And if I'd been looking through a lot of models, I might have made the assumption that I might have to pay for the granite and the stainless steel and all that. You know, you got to tell me. I'm the client. I don't know. And the agents were missing that point. And even though it sounds like a big point to miss, to the agents, they just didn't realize that they were missing telling me that the value of the granite, the value of the appliances, the value of the backyard, all that adds up to $60,000. And I want to know that as a client. That makes me feel like I'm getting a really good deal. And that's how you create urgency. We're not going to have this deal tomorrow. This house will go. It's beautiful. It's ready. People see value when you give them the dollar amount that's attached to all these goodies that the builder threw in. And that's what I see, with the option piece of it, is that agents are just, you know, forgetting to throw that one little piece in there.
Then what would a great point, and you made that earlier, is that they're going to be adding up or doing the math in their head. And if we don't address it, then they're going to do their own math, and it's going to be in their favor, and they're going to miss a lot of things. So what you're saying here is help them do the right math. Help them see the value added and the benefits to them. The other thing I heard you say is that people are still trying to sell a house instead of selling the benefits that come with a specific home and why this home is appropriate and should be considered, other than, boy, this is just a nice, beautiful house.
Yes. You know, one way I kind of tell it to salespeople so they get what I'm saying is pretend like it's your money and pretend like this is your home. And you added all this granite and all these extra things, and you're selling it to this buyer. Pretend that for a minute. You would walk through that home with pride and say, I added granite countertops. You know, that cost me $10,000 to add those. I added all stainless steel appliances, and it cost me a lot, but doesn't it look great? Those stainless steel appliances cost me $8,000. You know, I did a beautiful backyard, and you would do that if it was your home and your money.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a resale home and your money and you were showing it, you would tell people how much you paid to put all that in there because it gives it value. It gives it value over the guy next door. It gives it value over the house that somebody's buying where they're not getting those things. And it sounds pretty simple, but it's happening everywhere.
Oh.
Everywhere. Haven't had one person in any of the shops we're doing right now give us value for these options and these things that builders are throwing in.
From a customer's point of view, are they right now, and it may be in defense of salespeople, we need to know, what are you seeing? Are people coming in shopping price, or are they looking for value?
I think there's, in this market, we're in a buyer's market, the folks are coming in, and they're looking for the best deal. And that's why the old phrase of, what are your incentives, you know, comes out so quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of folks walk through and say, what are you giving away, basically? And the best response I could give for that an agent can do is to tell the client, you know, my builder can work with you in a lot of different ways. Let's go through and find the home you love and see when it can be completed or if it's standing. There's different deals depending upon the lot you choose and the home and the phase of construction it's in. Let's go take a look and find you the right house. And I can make sure you get a deal that's going to make you happy. And try and put that off so that you can first discover what they're looking for. Because once you find the house, you're going to also find their hot points, and they're going to have them.
Right.
Some people want closing costs. Some people want help with financing. Some people want granite, you know. Some people want a backyard. Unless you spend time with them and get them in the house, you'll never know what those hot points are, and you're just giving away your tools unnecessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a good example of that, Charlene, is if listening audiences watch this Home and Garden television and see people shopping houses, it's amazing and how funny it is. What are the hot buttons that are things that are important to a customer or the next customer? It's not even an issue.
Correct. That's why the old saying, there's a home for everybody.
Yeah.
And somebody will say, I can't sell this home. For nothing, the traffic noise is too big. I had a home like that. Can't sell it. And then the people who bought it were from the Bronx and they lived under the Brooklyn Bridge. Didn't bother them at all.
Charlene, as we wrap up our interview here, you know, you made a lot of great points there about giving away and giving away the price and so forth. But another thing that I heard, and maybe you can just address this here, is, you know, the fact that you do mystery shopping. How important mystery shopping is for builders and realtors out there, because it really gives you a sense of what your people are saying. I wonder if you could adjust the value of mystery shopping and how that can help you make some extra sales.
Well, I think the value of mystery shopping is really, really key when you can get the salesperson's buy-in on it. If it were up to me, I'm one of the few people that does coaching with the mystery shop.
Okay.
And a lot of builders hire me to come on and coach that agent privately on the shop. When I'm the one that does the coaching, then the manager doesn't necessarily see the shop. He and the agent do. You get a different reaction from the agent when they're not threatened by being fired with the mystery shop. When they know that I'm there to make them better, they embrace the shops and the video and the learning that can take place from it. And we make some real changes in their routine to make them better. And I simply do a report back to the manager. This is what came across in the shop, and this is what I worked on with your agent. And she's doing it much better. You are paying millions of dollars to drive prospects through. You get to see how they're being handled. I mean, you have millions of dollars of inventory sitting there, and this person is selling them for you. How are they handling what you're giving them? that's the key to a mystery shop and why you do it. But you gotta use it to make them better, not to scare them. If I could change one thing, that would be it. Because when you coach somebody and you don't have that fear, they open up and the changes just occur. And it's really neat to see.
Charlene, thank you. You've shared a lot with us. I'm still a little stuck on the fact that salespeople, even in today's market, when turning a profit is difficult, but it's so important, you know, they're still trying to lead with their incentives. I would think that as a salesperson, if I had this toolbox full of incentives, that would just make me a better salesperson. I know I could talk with people with confidence. Because if it came up that we needed to start negotiating price, I was in a position to do that. But why do that to begin with? It's still, I appreciate you addressing that. Yeah,
I have an answer for that, Scott. It's because in our previous market, we didn't really have to negotiate a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those skills need to be trained. We didn't have to negotiate because the builder wasn't throwing in the kind of incentives they are now. You know, they weren't. You took our price or left it because if you didn't take it, the guy behind you was going to buy that house.
Yeah.
We had lines and lotteries. So, you know, a lot of these skill sets need to be learned, and that's why I bring them up, because we're seeing them. But I will tell you, the walks are better, the shops are better than they have been, and I really have seen a change there. But this is one key element we're seeing on a large scale, and I'm sure any shopping company will tell you. This is going on right now. So a lot of this is just learning. Once they get it, then you can move on to the next thing.
Well, thanks for bringing this up, Charlene. This is an important topic for us, for our listeners, I know for all of our audience. So we appreciate you addressing that for us today.
You're welcome. I love being on your show, and I love bringing you what's going on out in the field.
Thank you, Charlene.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
That was the Queen of Sales, Charlene Von Hoffman. Charlene's contact information is on the blog, as well as on the faculty page of our website, sellingmorehomesmedia.com. Just a reminder that our career board is open for business. So if you're a salesperson looking for a new position with an innovative builder, or a sales manager looking for the right addition to your sales team, please check out the hundreds of positions and resumes at sellingmorehomesmedia.com. Click on the Job Center tab in our nav bar. And don't miss our special webinar this coming Wednesday, January 19th at 2 p.m. Eastern, on how to hire top-performing salespeople. Now, here's a big announcement. Instead of the usual price of $37, we've decided to make this special webinar available absolutely free. So bring your questions online on Wednesday, January 19th at 2 p.m. as we present how to hire top-performing salespeople. Also, please drop down to the bottom of the blog, as I mentioned at the beginning, and leave a comment congratulating Jerry on the very special honor that he received, the Friend of the Institute Award from the Institute of Residential Marketing. Thanks in advance for your kindness. That's it for this week. I'm Scott Stroud, and thanks for listening to the Selling More Homes Media Network.